Judah, bring us the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. I think that'll be all the second we do right this minute. Amen. Do my best to bring forth the Word of God to us today. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 16 and verse 13. Amen. Matthew 16 and verse 13. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got it? Say, I got it. Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Let's pray together. Father, we come to you tonight, today. We thank you for this great opportunity to be back in your house again to worship you, Lord, in spirit, God, and in truth. And God, we pray now, Lord, as we come to the Word of God. Your words anoint it, but I ask you that you would please anoint the messenger tonight to bring forth the Word to your people, and that their ears may be sensitive to hear what thus saith the Lord. And by saying the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You may be seated. I'm going to preach today from a thought that I have never preached from before. Matter of fact, Brother Daniel never heard it preached from before. But I'm not going to bring you something new tonight, today, because there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Amen. Somebody somewhere has preached this message. Amen. But I want to go back to I believe it's the 19th verse. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Last night, as I was studying for today, and I got down by the side of my bed to pray before I went to sleep, and sometimes my legs just hurt so bad, but I told the Lord, I said, "Your scripture, this is, if the person that wants to believe the red writing and not believe the rest of it," I said, "but your red writing said that whatever I bind on earth, you're going to bind it in heaven."
Amen.
I said, "God, right here down beside my bed, I bind my pain in my feet and ankles.
Yeah.
I bind the pain in my back. I bind I bind this pain. Then it jumped over and I said, God, I bind heart trouble that Sister Taylor had. I bind her heart trouble today. I bind it. And I come to tell you, I had me a good little prayer meeting with God, just binding the devil and binding the things on earth. And I want to use for a thought today, earth governs heaven. You're going to say, well, he's lost his mind. Amen. But earth governs heaven today. Whatever you bind on earth, he's going to bind it in heaven. Hello, somebody. Whatever you loose on earth, he's going to loose it in heaven. Amen. The point here is today, the action on earth precedes the action in heaven. Not that heaven binds first, but the earth binds first. Not that heaven looses first, but the earth looses first. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere. Since the earth has already bound it, heaven will also bind it so. And I thought about that scripture that he was speaking to Peter there, and he said, Simon Peter, upon this rock I build my church. Now I've always preached it, and I'm going to continue preaching it like that, but I saw it a little different way last night. Amen. When I read that scripture, he said, Simon Peter, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. So I begin to think about Simon Peter. Amen. That you go back and you look up what Peter means. And Peter means rock. Are you hearing me today? Peter means rock. So was Jesus saying, upon this rock I'll build my church? Or was he talking about Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church? There's something to think about. Praise God. But I want you to know today, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the church is founded on the apostles' doctrine. They did not teach or preach anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They didn't try to, amen, figure a way to weave out of it. Amen. They took the Word of God for what it said. And this is where we're at today, children. We've got to take the Word of God for what it said.
Amen.
It may not fit what you want it to fit, but the Word of God, amen, we've got to come to the place that we've got to fit ourselves to fit the Word of God. Amen. If Jesus said it, amen, it's His Word. And I can stand on the Word. He said, heaven and earth will pass away.
Amen.
But my Word will never pass away. I want you to know the Word that we're preaching today is not going to pass away. Somebody in hell is going to hear this message again. Amen. That earth governs heaven. And I got to tell somebody that when you get the Holy Ghost, I'm believing today that this young lady, when she comes up out of that water, that she's going to come up out of the water talking in tongues. Amen. As the Spirit of God gives the utterance. I believe that's Bible. I believe that's the Bible way.
Right.
The way they did it in the Bible, they got it like that.
Amen.
I know that he told them to go to Jerusalem and tarry. But after that, I don't find having to tarry any longer. I believe if you repent and get rid of sin, amen, the Holy Ghost has got to come in.
Right.
Amen. Since the earth has already bounded, heaven's bounded it also. The action in heaven concerning the church is governed by the action on earth by the church. We came in here this morning, I don't know about you, but I didn't come in here to sit in a dry, dead service.
Amen.
I didn't come in here to sit back here and cry and boo-hoo over what my pains are that I've got. I come in here to find it before God and before you in this world that I'm going to come out of my situation with my sickness and my illness, and I'm going to be able to preach, amen, stronger than I've ever preached in my life. I come to tell somebody, I'm tired of the devil trying to push God's people around when he don't have no authority here. Come on, somebody. I said, he don't have no authority here. We have the authority over the devil. We can cast out devils in His name. We can heal the sick in His name.
Right.
We can do many wonderful works in His name. Amen. Something about that name. That's why we get buried in that name. That's why we get baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen, Christ. It's not because, amen, that it's one of the ways to get baptized. Amen. The Bible teaches us that it's the only way to be baptized. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
The action concerning the church is governed by the action on earth by the church. I can just almost look into heaven today and see the angels, amen, sitting, amen, on their seat, at the edge of their seat. And they said, I just wish them folks down there in Dundee at the Apostolic Lighthouse Church, amen, could feel what we're feeling up here.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And I tell you, and then when we get to shout, and we get to carry on, and we get to worshiping God for the Lord, all of a sudden the angels say, I wish I could feel what they're feeling down there on earth. I wish I could feel that. I wish I could be in their service. Well, guess what? The angels of the Lord are here today. They're encamped around about them that's up here. Amen. The angels of God are on these pews.
Amen.
But haven't you got an angel sitting by you over there? Since now you got angels sitting by you over there. But I come to tell somebody you've been chained down by chains and things that you need to get loose of. Amen. And you need to start binding. Oh God help me. You need to start binding. Amen. Those things that keep you from getting where you need to be with God. Amen. We sit sometimes and we boo-hoo and cry, and God is wondering, God's almost scratching His head and saying, what's going on? Amen. What's going on with my people? Don't they know that if they call on me that I will answer them? Don't they know that whatever they ask me, I'll do it? Amen. But they can't do it because they're complaining about what they're going through.
Amen.
Hello?
That's right.
You ain't there by yourself. Your pastor's there too. Sometimes we complain. Amen. We complain. And God's saying, what's going on with you? Did I not save you? Did I not feed you with the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Did I not come down to earth and dwell in your earthen vessel?
Yes, amen.
Why are you weeping and crying over something?
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Look unto the hills from which cometh your help,
right,
because your help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Listen, I've seen this. Moses, amen. Let me back up and get ahead of myself. I don't want to do that. Amen. The action in heaven concerning the church is governed by the action on earth by the church. All that contradicts God needs to be bound.
Right.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Everything that contradicts God needs to be bound.
Amen.
We need to bind that false doctrine out there.
Yes.
We need to bind false doctrine that people are believing it and accepting, and you know, and they're saying, oh, this is the right way. Which is the right way? I'll tell you the right way. This Word of God here today is the right way. And it will not lead you astray, but it will give you the power, amen, to overcome your obstacles that get in front of you. Some of y'all got some pretty tough ones in there today. You've got obstacles that are in your way today. And you're fighting and you're pushing and you're pressing, trying to get through it. But I'm telling you, whatever you find on earth today is going to be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Somebody said that the disciples didn't heal nobody. Jesus gave His disciples power.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? Jesus gave His disciples power to heal the sick.
Amen.
Hey, I said He gave His disciples power to heal the sick.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you that we have on the inside today, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have the power, amen, to do that. We have the power to lay hands on the sick.
Amen.
And lay hands on the sick, and they might recover. Oh, they shall recover. They're going to recover.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
But when we come back to church, we come back to the same old, same old. What do you need prayer for today? Well, I'm still facing this. And I said, I thought we got rid of that last week. But we allow ourselves. Because when we get bound by our own selves.
Come on.
Oh, help me, Jesus. We get bound by our own selves. It's not that the devil binds us. It's we bind ourselves. And we're wondering what's going on, and God's saying, it's not me, it's you. When God told me to put out a basket, and I said, God, but what if it don't happen? God said, the problem ain't with me, it's with you. Do you think that I will? And I said, I know you will, Lord. He said, then put the basket out. I said, but what if it don't work? He said, I'm telling you, Eddie Watson, the problem is with you. Do you believe me enough that I will do it? I said, oh, yes, God, I'll do it. Put out the basket. So put out the basket. People were healed that night. Brother Daniel is in here tonight and his family. They know little Christy, amen, that wasn't supposed to live past 24 months. But she's still, how old is she today? Is she in her late 30s? Because, amen, yeah, she's in her late 30s. Amen, she's still alive.
Amen.
Why? Because a mother believed God and a pastor believed God to put her basket out. And all it said was, let my baby walk. Why? Sister Joanne didn't put all of the other stuff on it. I don't know. Man, if the preacher told me whatever I put in this basket, amen, I'd have had to have a computer typing it in fast enough to put it all in the basket. I would have wanted to put everything in the basket. But she only put one thing in the basket. It said, let my baby walk. On Wednesday night, Thursday morning, little Christy come walking from the living room to the kitchen. She walked into Shan's hospital with her mama by the hand. Don't tell me God can't. Amen. There ain't nothing that God could never do. That God can do all things. And he told me and you that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We can do all things. I come to tell somebody, you need to start finding the devil. You go to bed at night, you better pray. You better bind that spirit. Because they'll hover around your beds.
Yes,
I don't know if I'm the only one, but them spirits will hover around your bed.
Yeah.
And they'll put everything they put in your mind.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you realize, hey, this ain't God. God don't talk this way.
Amen.
He said, my people know my voice.
Right.
And a stranger they're not going to follow.
Amen.
Amen. But heaven is governed by us today. Amen. In earth, hallowed be our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He came down to dwell in you. And we are the earthen vessels
right.
That God is using today. Is God working? He's working stronger than he ever was. He's working as strong as he ever did. Amen. Why? Because he wants to work through you and I.
Yeah.
He wants to use you. Somebody ought to say, God, use me. Use me for your glory.
Yes.
Amen. That's what the prophet of God said when the angel came down. Amen. It couldn't get nobody to go. But the angel came down and touched his lip with the tongues of fire. Amen. And the prophet of God said, here am I. Send me. We need some tongues of fire upon our lips. Can I tell you that tongues of fire is none other than the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They will work through you if you'll let it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here we find, be loosed today. Moses is on top of the hill. Moses is up on the mountain. And Moses is sitting up there on the mountain. Sister Taylor, as long as he's sitting on the mountain, amen, and the enemies come against him, as long as he stands there like this, amen, Israel wins the battle. But it's when his arms, amen, begin to get weak and can't hold them up anymore. When his arms start to go down, guess what? Amalek and his army begins to win. And I see the man of God as he musters back up his arms. Do you know how many times that there's been times I've walked in here that I didn't hardly feel like raising my arms up? Amen. But I need a brother Knowles, and I need a brother, Miles, or I need a sister Taylor, or I need a sister, amen, Mary, to come and say, Pastor, we're not going to let your arms fall. Amen. We're going to hold your arms up. Because we want to win the battle. You see, God wanted Israel to win. Amen. But it was dependent upon Moses. And God said, as long as you got your hands up, Moses, y'all will win. But when your hands go down, you're going to lose. I don't know about you, but I believe it took every bit of strength at 80 years old when Moses, amen, he raised them hands up in the air, amen, and he declared it, amen, and he made sure, amen, get me two strong men beside me, because when my arms get weak, I'm going to need some help. Can I tell you, that's what's wrong today. That's why we got pastors, amen, folding up and giving up churches. Oh, y'all didn't hear me say that. Well, I ain't holding up. Just to let you know, I ain't holding up.
Amen.
And I ain't quitting.
Thank you, Lord.
I told the devil last night, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I bind you in my home. Hello?
Right.
I bind you in my, when I'm in the car. I bind you wherever I'm at. I'm going to bind you today. I'm going to church in the morning, and guess what? We're going to find you at church. Amen. I'm sick and tired of God's people being sick and tired. Hello, somebody. I don't know if you ain't sick and tired of being sick and tired. Something wrong with you. You're losing your brain or something. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get sick of being sick, and you no longer want it, you're either going to want God to do one or two things. You're going to either say, God, heal me, or take me.
Amen.
One of the two things you're going to say. Because, but can I tell you, you can bind it here on earth. Was it God who willed it, or was it Moses? Here we see the principle of God working the secret of his actions. Whatever he wills to do, if man does not will it, God will not do it. Are you hearing me today? If man does not will it, God will not do it. We cannot, somebody say we cannot make God do what he does not want to do. We cannot make God do what God does not want to do. Can I tell you? But we can hinder. He said, Who did hinder you? Somebody hindered them. Sister Sue and Sister Pearl on the first and second pew, and Sister Pearl saying, with the bee and the stars in the crown. And the sister behind her was saying, no, not one. Anyone wants to sit on a pew with you.
Right.
He wants to discourage you. Why did you even come to church today? Why did you get out of bed and come to church? I'll tell you why you came. Because you wanted something from God.
Amen.
Amen. We're not coming here just to be seen. Ain't none of us in here that pretty. Praise God. We're not too pretty that we need to be seen. But what we are children of the Most High God. That when we come in through those doors, we need to come in with praise and thanks. skin in our hearts and be in the works of God. And you may not know it, but I've seen Brother Noel, the power of God, hit him up here, and he weep and cry and shout and dance like a baby. Amen. And cry and weep. And it was touching somebody out in the congregation. You don't realize what you worshiping God may do for this one over here or this one over here.
Amen.
You don't ever know.
Right. Amen.
Victory. Who decides victory today? Does God decide or do you decide? Well, if you're so bound by your problems, if you're so bound by your situations, then God loses. Because you don't win. And God doesn't win. But when you come to God, and you say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Use me for your glory. God, I want to praise you today. I came in here sick in body, but guess what? I'm feeling pretty good right now. Amen. The glory of God is in this place. And I don't want ever to leave the house of God and say, he was here and I knew it not that he was in this place.
Amen.
Glory to God. God's working today, church. God's trying to talk to us. Earth governs heaven. Amen. You want the angels in heaven to rejoice? The Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that comes to God.
Amen.
Amen. So when this sister goes down in the name of Jesus Christ, that's the only name that we believe in. Amen. There's no other name other than the name Jesus Christ. It ain't in the name of Jesus. It ain't in the name of Lord Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Why? Because on the day of Pentecost, yes, Peter stood up and the 11 with him. Yes. Guess what? Matthew was with him. Matthew was there. And Matthew 28:19 said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, guess what? Father's not a name. I'm a father, but my name is Eddie Watson. I'm a son, but my name is Eddie Watson. I'm filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but my name is still Eddie Watson. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that when you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you have just got baptized in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's when you get baptized in that name that is above every name. No other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved except that name. Hallelujah. On earth, if Moses does not hold up his hands, Israel will be defeated. If he holds up his hands, Israel will win. The earth governs heaven. It was the will of God for Israel to win this battle. Amen. Moses secured that will by holding up his hands. Amen. Are you hearing me? If Moses had not done that, if he'd not done what he could do, he would have restrained heaven. It's the same principle with us individually today. If we do, amen, we restrain heaven. If we bind ourselves with the cares of this world, we are bound in heaven. We restrict heaven toward us. If we do not obey and maintain a spirit of submission. How many know there has to be a spirit of submission?
Right.
Amen. We will restrain heaven from working for us. When we loose ourselves from the lower elements of this earth and make not provision for the flesh, that's what the Bible says, make no provision for your flesh. You've got, sometimes I look in the mirror, I used to have a lot more hair than what I got now, but But I used to look in the mirror. Not used to, I still do sometimes. I look in the mirror, Sister Taylor, and I said, Eddie Watson, I'm bringing you under subjection to the Holy Ghost today. You know what? My day goes better.
Yeah.
Hello?
Amen.
My day goes better. When I can bring this flesh under subjection, I ain't hunting for a hottie to look at. Hello?
Amen.
If I do, I'll look at her at home. But I ain't looking at the things of this world. Because they will get you down. I talked to a guy at work one time. I said, how you doing? He said, get away from me. I said, what's wrong, man? I said, get away from me. I don't know. Man, you know, Paul said, the big bump, they ain't got it easy. If they ain't have it too easy. All right, some of Paul's. Man, people talk bad to us. Accuse us of thieves and everything else. And all the time I'm just smiling, and pretty soon I got them smiling. But the guy out there on the lot, he said, get away from me, I don't want to talk to you. I said, man, what's your problem? He said, well, I'll tell you what my problem is. My car is back there in the shop. They don't know what's wrong with it. My wife's got my lunch on the dinner table, and I can't even go home and eat my lunch. Just get away from me. So, Brother Knowles, what do? I go get the best-looking little Buick LeSabre I had on my lot. And I take it around there, pull up by it, and I had my tag on it. I said, take this and go to lunch with your wife. He said, you serious? I said, yeah. He said, well, you need my driver's license? No, I got your car back there. I said, I'll meet you tomorrow. Go and have lunch with your wife. About an hour later, oh, Mr. Watson, how much is this car? I said, well, I'll have to figure it all out. You know, I can't give you much for your old car because, you know, it ain't worth over $1,000. Oh, you're going to give me $1,000 for it that don't run? I said, well, yeah, I'll do that for you. Got a good body on it. But you know, how many times they don't run without a motor?
Amen.
But I took that little car around there and I changed his whole attitude. Amen. You see, what he had bound there on that car lot, I just loosened it.
Right.
Amen. When he came back in, he stroked a check for the whole thing. Not only did he do that, but he bought life on it. He bought insurance on it. He bought extended warranty. I made more money off the back end than I did the front end. Amen. And somebody was saying, how do you do that? I said, I just try to act dumb. Just try to act like a dummy. Amen. I guess that's why I'm still pastoring. Sometimes I just act like a dummy. Amen. But one thing I do know, Brother Jack, I've learned to listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
And if He says it, I'll stand on it and I'll bind it so.
Amen.
And I come to tell somebody, amen, I'm binding, amen, I'm binding today, amen, Sister Allen's husband, I'm binding him back in the church.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing me. I said, I'm binding him. I bind him today back in the church. I bind Jake and Marie back in the church. I bind the rest of them back in the church. I bind my son. I bind my daughter and her husband. I bind my grandchildren in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind them, amen, to the Word of God. Praise God. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Man was made from the dust of the earth. How many knows that?
Amen.
And from dust we came, and the dust we're going to go back after death. Our bodies are a type of the earth.
Yes.
How many know he didn't form them out of the earth? He didn't form man out of the earth. He formed man out of the dust of the earth.
Amen.
Well, it must have been windy back then, that day. Because all dust went flying around. And just begin to call it in. He began to form man out of the dust of the earth. And when he formed him out of the dust of the earth, the body looked good, but it wasn't no good like it was. So then he said,
right.
He breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul.
Right.
And God has breathed into mine in your nostrils. You think it was that slap on the rear end that the doctor gave you when you were born? No, no, no. It was the breath of God, the breath of life that was put into you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be closing a little bit. Praise God. Our bodies are a type of earth. It's from earth that we came. A scientist one time was talking to God, and they said that he told God that he could make a body just like God could. And he said, I'm going to make a body, and I'm going to prove you less powerful, God. And so he reached down and got himself a handful of dirt, and God said, oh, no. No, no, no. You go get your own dirt. You go make your own dirt. That's my dirt there. You are not going to make man out of my dirt. Amen. You want to make a man out of your own dirt. See, man can't make nothing. Hello, somebody. I tell God all the time, God, my righteousness ain't nothing but a bunch of filthy rags. I don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve nothing you give me.
Right.
All that you give me today, God, is just a blessing. Amen on my life.
Amen.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. The reason men are not free today, let me back up, get the scripture. Our bodies are tied to the earth, and it's from earth that we came. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. How many knows you don't belong to yourself?
Amen.
Who do you think you are? You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to Eddie Watson. Don't belong to Eddie Watson. Sister Watson don't belong to Eddie Watson. Even though she thinks Eddie Watson belongs to her. I tell somebody, Brother Mo, I say, and they say, we got 3 or 4 different checking accounts. I said, did you? I said, we don't. All of them I got my wife's on, and she said, everything is hers, and everything is mine is hers. Don't you men set to act like y'all jump up and shout, not me, not me, not me. Thank God for a wife.
Right.
Amen.
Thank God for a companion.
Amen.
Thank God for a, amen. God knows I don't know what we owe nobody. My wife knows everything. She knows who we owe.
Right.
And she knows when I'm allowed to get $20 or not. And she said, we ain't got it, I can't get it. But it's been a long time since I've not been able to come up with $20. God's been good to us. Hello, somebody. Say, God's been good to us.
Amen.
The reason many are not free today, it's not because they have not been made free by the new birth. How many know that John 3:5 said, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And it went on to say, and Nicodemus said, how can I, when I am old, enter back into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. One place he said, there he said, cannot see it. Another place you can't enter. Amen. It's going to be a sad thing to serve God for many years and not be able to see it.
Amen.
You say, oh, preacher, don't get so hard. I'm not hard to them. It's trying to save you. Trying to get you to lose some things. Amen. I was talking to Brother Longshore on the phone last night. I said, man, they've been praying 7 nights a week, or 6 nights, other than when they was in church, have been praying, going to the church, been having prayer meeting, been going on. And he said, God's turning some things around for us. I said, praise God. I said, I got some women in my church, they pray 7-8 hours a day. He said, tell them I'll come stay with me, sit there. He said, I'm going to come stay with you and sit at the table. Amen. But God needs us to pray.
Right.
And He needs us to work. What a coincidence that Sister Allen met this sister back here. It was God ordained. Because today she's going to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The only name. Amen. If you show me in the Bible where anybody ever got baptized, amen, any other way except in the name of Jesus, amen, it's not there. It's not there. It says, 2 Corinthians there, it talks about the treasure of gospel light and grace is put into earthen vessels. How many know that He said we are a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid? Hello, somebody. But I'm afraid in America, their lights, there's something wrong with their electricity inside of them, because their lights are going out. They no longer shine like they used to shine. Anybody in here ever picked oranges before? Two people. Well, I know you did, Sister Watson. You outpicked me. But here we are. We out there in the orange grove, and I'm telling you, and I no disrespect to anything, but I was just almost as black as Sister Taylor when I got out of that field. Amen. Dirty, and come in, and Brother Knowles, somebody would say, you're a preacher, ain't you? I said, God, have mercy. How did you know I was a preacher? They was just a glow about you. Through all of the dirt that I had on me, amen, I had a glow about me. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that the glow, amen, don't go out.
Right.
The light don't go out.
Amen.
The light will never go out as long as you live for God.
Amen.
But if you get weak and you find yourself here on this earth, then your light's going to not shine as bright as it used to. The Bible teaches us that the apostles went through everything that they went through. They went through it for you and I. They suffered. They suffered. The Bible said, they were troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the light also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the light also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life worketh in you. What the Apostle Paul and the ministers and the apostles were saying, we're going to die so that you can live. We're going to die so you can have the joy of coming to church in an air-conditioned building and be able to worship God on a Sunday morning and be able to raise your hand, amen, without somebody looking have you. We don't believe in that here. You see, there's churches out there that don't believe in raising your hands. They don't believe in talking in tongues. I asked a girlfriend of mine one time, I said, what would they do if I jumped up and started speaking in tongues? She said, there'd be two men carrying you out the door. What are you saying, preacher? I was in the wrong place. And I wasn't in the wrong place at the right time either. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Had no business being there. But I'm glad today I'm in a church that don't mind raising your hands. Don't mind worshiping God. Don't mind talking in tongues. Don't mind, amen, believing that God is going to heal somebody's body. Hello, somebody.
Glory
to God. God is so good to us. I said, God is so good to us.
Amen.
Let me just say this, and I'm going to close out. We're going to get ready to baptize our sister. The reason many are not free today is not because they have not been made free of the new birth. And they have bound on earth what God has made free themselves. They bound it. Therefore, they are bound in heaven as well. The scripture said in Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back and allow the devil to use you again and again and again. He'll use you like you're a nobody. The devil hates you. The devil hated for you to get out of bed, ladies, and fix your hair and come to church today. The devil hated you for that. He hated for us men to get up from the two hairs that we have. Amen. He hated for us to get up and get ready for church. He don't want you here. You see, his desire is to see you fail. And can I tell you, unless the church, as a living church of the Holy Ghost, unless you can get a hold of God and continue to hold up your man of God's arms, amen, we'll end up losing the battle. But honey, will you get on one side and hold one arm up for me? Brother Miles, will you hold the other one up?
Amen.
And we are winners. We will not fail. We will not lose out. But we will see. I believe before God takes me home. And I don't know when that is. Amen. I could be here today and Sister Watson could call you tonight and tell you that I'm no longer here. She could tell you that. It could happen. Just like it could happen to any of you that are here today. Amen. But can I tell you, the way you live on this life is going to determine where you go in the afterlife. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, he was beaten. Amen. They put him in prison. Brother Jack, they had to change the guards on him about every 15 minutes. They had to change the guards. What was he doing? He's praying to Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Praying through the Holy Ghost. They had to get another one in and praying another one through the Holy Ghost. And all the time, Paul was asked a question. Paul, are you ready to die? He said, I am ready to go. But he said, I'm ready to go, but it's more better for you than to stay. Amen. That's the way I feel today. And Brother Mosley from Caribbean, Florida, two angels walked to his bedside and said, Brother Mosley, are you ready to go? Brother Mosley said, I am, but if there's anything I can do for the Master before I go, I'll stay. And he lived several more years. He was dying. His appendix had burst, set up gangrene in his body. He was dying. The doctors called all the family in and said, he's not going to make it through today. But after that angel came to his bedside and said, he told him, if there's anything I knew for the Master, I'm staying. He said, there is. His heart rate went to normal. His blood pressure went to normal. And the doctor said, go tell the family to go home and get some rest. Somebody greater than any doctor has walked into this hospital. Amen. That's the God we serve today.
Amen.
I said, that's the God we serve. And I'm telling you, I can't stand up here and tell you that my feet are completely healed today, because I don't believe in lying on God. You hear me? I don't believe in lying on God. If God heals me completely, then I'll tell you, I'll shout it. If God heals my feet, I'll take off running and God will catch me down at the stop sign. I'll run all the way to the stop sign and back. Amen. And declare that God has healed my feet. But until He does, I can say this, that I got up binding it this morning and they're better than they were. They're better than they were. I said, they're better than they were. You need to get up, amen, in the morning before you put your feet over the side of your bed and find your day to be good.
Amen.
Well, I saw about three nods, three Baptist nods, and a couple head shakes. No, we believe. We believe what we preach.
Amen.
And we believe that if you can bind it, you can set yourself free of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
When you come to God through, when you come to God through confession, you're no longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. And repentance of sin, you loose yourself from sin, and heaven was loose concerning you. You govern heaven. You restrain heaven or bind heaven. It's always your choice to make. I want to ask you one last question. What choice will you make today? As we get our sister ready to come, amen, I want to just go over a little bit about baptism. Let's go over a little bit about baptism. Matthew 28:19 said, go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so it says that in Luke 24:47, the Bible said that the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, open our understanding that we might understand the Scripture. And verse 46, and said, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And verse 47 said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Guess what? They come out of the upper room. Jack Daniels, and they wasn't drunk on all this stuff. But they come out of their stagger under the power of the Holy Ghost. And they said, these men are drunk. And Peter said, not as you suppose. Sin is on the third hour of the day. But this is that was spoken of the prophet Joel, that in the last days he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And so, verse 47 said, and thus it, and it said it like this, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter stood up and the 11 with him, and Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hello. For the promise is unto you and to your children, as many as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Then in verse, in Acts the 8th chapter, the Ethiopian eunuch was running along there, and as he's running along, guess what? Philip came running along beside him. Philip said, knowest what thou readest? He said, how can I except the man show me? And Philip said, stop his chair, let me in there and I'll show you what I'll show you what it is. So he got in there and he declared unto him. Declared unto him the name of Jesus and who he is and who he was. And all of a sudden, he built me and said, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Some people want to be baptized in the river because the water's flowing. I don't believe there was no flowing river there when that Ethiopian eunuch saw water. Might have been a big mud hole, I don't know. But all of a sudden, amen, he baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then, Philip was called into another city. Amen, called away. And the Ethiopian eunuch went on his way. Acts the 10th chapter. And it was the house of Cornelius. Cornelius had prayed, and the Bible said his prayers came up as a memorial before the Lord. And he sent for, down to Joppa, sent for a man named Peter. Now Peter, you know, at one time you'd have never got him to speak what he spoke. But Peter stood up and Peter laying up on the housetop, kind of taking him a nap, like I do in the afternoons, taking a nap in the afternoons. He's laying up on the housetop, taking a nap. And all of a sudden, he sees all kinds of four-footed beasts coming down. And the Lord says, Peter, rise and eat. And not so, Lord. I'm not eating anything that's common or unclean. That's why I can eat a pork chop and not worry about it. That's why I need a good old pig's ear and not worry about it. Amen. Because he said, well, I'm blessed. Don't you call common or unclean. Amen. So then about that time, a man was knocking at the door. Peter, we need you down at the house of Cornelius. When he got there, you know what they were doing since the dawn? They were talking in tongues. They hadn't even got baptized yet. They were talking in tongues. And Peter said, can any forbid water that these should not be baptized that speak in tongues as well as we?
Amen.
And they took them to the water and baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. Then in Acts 19, amen, Paul came through the coast of Ephesus, finding certain of John the Baptist's disciples there. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we haven't heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said, well, under what were you baptized? They said, John's baptism. Then he said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to believe on him that's to come after him. Well, John the Baptist said this, like this. He said, each one that baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I'm not even worthy to stoop down and unlatch his shoes. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And after Paul seen that they had not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, he took them to the water. And he baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he baptized them, guess what? They came out of the water. Guess what they were doing? They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they came out of the water. And that's where we're at today. Amen. I don't know what's going on about our baptism, but amen. We'll see. Okay. All right, well, let's, I guess she's kind of shy. Don't want to be baptized with everybody in here, so we'll baptize her. But let's stand to our feet. Brother Jack, thank you and such a pleasure for being here today. I love y'all. Amen. Good to see Jeff Neal and the rest of the children. Good to see y'all today. Amen. Pray that God gives Brother Noel strength and Sister Noel strength and all that y'all have been going through lately. God's got His hand on you. God's got your back. And it'll all be all right. So, all minds clear. Tuesday night is prayer meeting. Amen. We may end up starting some prayer meeting every night. We done wrong with that. Praise God. So let's go to the Lord and Brother Sister Watson. Oh yeah. Sister Watson needs to speak with the ladies just for a short few minutes after church. So when we dismiss service, Sister Watson wants to talk to you ladies for just a few minutes. Amen. So all right, all minds clear. Let this be said. Everybody got the Holy Ghost? We shouldn't be leaving if we got something on how the Holy Ghost, we shouldn't be leaving. Amen. But it's here. It's here. Whosoever will, let him come, let him drink of the water of life freely. Amen. So God bless you. Shake hands with one another. You're dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ.